Kati ake rā e tātou makuia a ihi me te waiata. Mana whenua. Aroha mai. Engari e te wino mai hoki mai ki tā maiua nei hōtaka taumatahanga ko Daphne Popatam and Joel Bristow. E kawi ana i tēnei wāhanga tairau atu ki te whākaraka i te ahiahi nei. Hoi nō rā e te wī, runga i te waia kōrero tō tāua nei manuhiri tuatahi. Hei kōrero mō tēnei kaupapa arā ngā tohu Aotearoa i tūina pōra o tira ko Shea Wright Tera. Me tā huri aki tātou ki te waia kōrero ki te pōhiri mai aia. Tēnā koe, Shea, ki te pēhia.
Tēnā kōrua, tēnā koutou. Ye, pai ana, ka nui te ora.
Rawe, i mua i tō tātai anga haka mua, haka mua, haka hua mai kōwai koe nō kia koe.
He uri tēnei o te rohe o te tai tōkerau, o te heku. I tupu ake au i taka hoe, i reira te rohe o oku hapu, te taha wai, te pātū. Nō reira ko taku whakapapa ki ngā iwi o te rārua, ngā ruahine, Ngāti Ruanui o Taranaki Maunga me ngā puhi nui tonu.
Nei rāti mi atu kia koe e hoa e Shea, wēnei o ngā taki wārongo nui a taka hue. Nei rāti mi atu kia koe. Me tēnei kaupapa o ngā tohu Aotearoa, mō ngā aumāngia o Aotearoa pērā i a koe.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite a shock for me, actually, being part of the whole New Zealander of the Year Awards. I'd seen our uncle Lance O'Sullivan being named back in, I think it was 2014. I had a couple of friends who had been named as Young New Zealander of the Year over the years, and then Taika Waititi 2 years ago. So I had some familiarity with it. And then I suddenly received this email about 6 months ago saying, that I'd been nominated, and I didn't know who it was, and I didn't think much of it. Went overseas for a few months, and then around Christmas time when I was back, they emailed me again and said, there's this the next stage, the semi-finals, and your name's been made to the semi-final list. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then, of course, from there, was named in the finals earlier in January, and then we had a brilliant evening on Wednesday night, where we celebrated the many triumphs and successes of the different people who were nominated in the various categories for the different things that they do to support New Zealand to become a better place. So I've become quite a big champion for the awards because I think actually it's really important that we do celebrate success. So I really enjoyed it and was happy to be part of supporting the event.
So knowing that someone nominated you for this position, do you actually know what you contributed to Aotearoa for you to be considered as a nominee for this award?
Well, you know, the advantage that I have, or the position, that the unique position which I'm in, is I get to determine every day what I commit my energy to. A lot of people aren't quite fortunate enough to be in that position. They might have a full-time job and they might be doing a side kaupapa or give some of their time to something that they really care about to make change, but I get to do that all the time, every minute of every day. And so what I do is, what I've come to do is to put as much of my time as possible into things that I think are going to make long-term positive change for our country and particularly for Māori. And so if I was to think about what kind of things, what kind of kaupapa we're involved in that contributes to that, well, we've worked with about 100 Māori organisations across the country, mainly iwi organisations and large Māori land trusts, to help our current generation of leaders think about what's next for supporting their community, what's next for growing their businesses, for putting Māori on the map, and helping to create community-level change and system-level change. So we've been working with a number of trusts like that, Māori organizations like that. And then a couple of years ago, we launched, under our company Te Whare Huka Huka, this program called Ka Eke Potama. And Ka Eke Potama is about ascending the levels of learning and knowledge so that young Māori, those that are sort of 20 through to 35, can get the skills to become our future leaders, community leaders, business leaders, political leaders, and really, yeah, giving them over quite an accelerated and intense 15 weeks, a whole lot of learnings and exposure around strategy, entrepreneurship, decision making, structures, governance stuff, and bringing in guest speakers for them. So we've had about 140 young Māori come through that program. And the likes of some of our people up home, Penitoe Kleskovich came through there last year. Connor O'Sullivan, who works with the Moko Foundation up in Kaitaia, came through there 2 years ago. And quite a number of other people who whakapapa to our great iwi of Te Tai Tokero. And, yeah, so we've been doing that kind of mahi for a few years, had 140 young Māori come through, and they now sit on 120 governance boards. They've started several different businesses, and they've run dozens and dozens of community initiatives, community and iwi initiatives throughout the country. So that, to me, reflects that as young Māori, we do care about making change. We do want to make change, and if you give us the skills and you give us the platform, we will give our energy to contributing to change. So I think that those are some of the kaupapa that we've helped to stimulate, which has been recognised by those awards.
Oh, ka pai. Just going back to one of the names that you mentioned, one of your metes, Penitoe Kleskovich. He's a bit of a cheeky guy, isn't he? Because as we were going through Facebook the other day, and we did see that your Uncle Lance had shared the corridor on you achieving the finalist position, and he happens to say, actually, the rangatahi, what's a rangatahi these days? How old do you have to be for rangatahi? And then does Shay actually fit in that age group of rangatahi in regards to being a finalist for this? Do they have an age limit on this? Like, how young do you have to be considered to be a finalist for rangatahi of Aotearoa?
Yeah, good question. They do have an age list, and that is kind of how they define rangatahi. Their limit is 30 years old, so I just snuck in under that age limit. But going back to that pātai around, you know, what does it mean to be rangatahi? How do you define it? How do you characterise it? How do you know if you fit into that? That's a very interesting question, because what we've found, because, see, we run a rangatahi governance program, so we get asked all the time, well, what does that mean? How do I know if I'm rangatahi or not? And I think what we've identified is that different, for example, government agencies will have their own definition around it, iwi will have their own definition around it, and then rangatahi themselves will have their own perspective of whether they believe they're rangatahi. So I think that moving forward, it would be a really interesting piece of thought leadership to get some Māori perspectives, like different iwi leadership perspectives and different kōrero or historical perspectives on how we might come to some form of aligned agreement today on what rangatahi actually means, that we can share with everyone, so then we're all singing from the same song sheet.
And it takes me back to one of those kōrero that my nanny's in the Women's Welfare League told me, and she said, as long as you're young enough to make a cup of tea, you're still rangatahi, no matter how old you are, as long as you can make that cup of tea, guilt. But it's all right to think about those things, and just, I suppose it's a way you feel as well, being rangatahi, because we have our mama that are in their 40s that are still rangatahi compared to their mātua and their kaumātua. So it is, I don't know if it's an age thing or it's a hinengaro thing, but definitely we should look into kōrero around that. However, coming back to your kōrero, because we have reo Māori restrictions, I think this would be a good place to haka iri au ki te kōrero. So do you have any final words for our listeners here in Te Hiko Atika?
Oh, I think final words for our, particularly our rangatahi and our those that are wanting to contribute to making change for Te Hiku, and I know that there are so many of us, my whanaunga's up there, so final words is that if you are interested in some of the kaupapa that we are helping to support and run and birth, then feel free to check us out at Te Whare Huka Huka online, twh.co.nz. We are running more of these leadership programs this year, and we'd be very keen to, you know, have you involved. So check us out on the website, go up there and apply, put your email address in so we can have a conversation, and yeah, looking forward to making change together.
Ngā mihi atu ki a koe e hoa, hei whai wā ki te kōrero ki a māua tai ko Daphne, te ahi ahi nei rungi wēnei o ngā kaupapa. Ngā kaupapa katoa tai atu ki tō koutou mahi me te tērā pai tukutuku o te whare huka huka. Again, acknowledgements to you for making the time to have this little interview with us today on such an important kaupapa, celebrating achievements of our young ones moving on throughout the future.
Tēnā koro utahi. Kia ora rā.
Kātia kērā e te iwi kui a ko te reo kōrero o Shea Wright, tētahi tangata i tai atu ki ngā whininga whāiti mō tēnei o ngā mea, te tangata o Aotearoa mō te tau 2012, te kaumā iwa o te kaumā nei?
Te kaumā iwa.
Ai, nō reira, e tātou mā, kui apu a tātou kawinga kōrero mō tēra kaupapa, engari i tēnei wā, mea ngā hakamua ngā mahi hei kīnaki i tau a wāhanga kōrero anei ko te waeta mai moatia, mai i te whānau pūkana, o tira mai moa, mautoni mai.